Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. The Michigan League for Human Services, an organization that's certainly no stranger to WILS, announcing today that it has received its largest grant in its existence, a $1 million three-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation to create a prosperity coalition. To find out what that means, I'm joined by Karen Holcomb-Merrill, the policy director for the league. Welcome to the program, Karen.
Good evening.
Now, a prosperity coalition, that sounds like something the state could use. How exactly is this $1 million going to be spent?
Well, the money is going to be used primarily to bring together people that are doing work already across the state, working towards trying to create prosperity for all people here in Michigan. And the coalition will serve as a convening point to bring those folks together to better be able to weigh in on policy decisions that are being made in Lansing, to be able to share what folks are doing. You know, we know that continues to be a difficult economic time here in Michigan, especially for vulnerable families. And we think the timing is really terrific for this to bring folks together to work towards prosperity for all people.
What do you say to those that believe that the way to build prosperity is to reduce regulation and to decrease taxes?
Well, what we understand and what we know is that the way to help people towards prosperity is to reduce poverty, to give them the skills and the tools that they need to find good jobs that will help them support their families. There really isn't evidence that cutting taxes or cutting regulations leads to any more jobs, and without that, there's really no indication that it leads to any more prosperity for anyone. And what we do know is that in order for the state to grow and to move forward, we need to have prosperity for all people, not just for folks that are in businesses or own businesses, but for all people across the state.
And I guess they would argue then that the road to that kind of prosperity for everybody is one word, and that is jobs, and we need to create more jobs, period.
Well, job creation is incredibly important. You know, for the folks that are in poverty in our state right now, they're in poverty either because they don't have a job, they can't find a job, or they don't have the skills to get a good job, or they're in poverty because they do have a job, but not the kind of job that can support a family and get them out of poverty. So certainly, job creation is incredibly important, but job creation isn't simply going to come from cutting taxes on businesses, and we know that from what we've seen happen in other states.
We've seen so many reductions in social services in Michigan this year. Some say cuts are just tough decisions that had to be made. You know, those includes the reductions in unemployment benefits, the strict limit on our welfare benefits. How would you describe the current state of our human services here in Michigan?
Well, I would say that many policy decisions have been made here in Michigan in the year 2011 that really run counter to helping to provide prosperity for people. The cuts when it comes to welfare, food assistance, unemployment benefits, those are all things that help vulnerable families and vulnerable kids and people during tough times. If you take away those supports for them, we end up with people that aren't able to put food on the table for their family. So kids are not going to school prepared and ready to learn. We end up with families becoming homeless. And not only does it hurt those families, but it also hurts our economy. We know that those families, when they get their cash assistance, when they get those unemployment checks, they don't save that money. They go out into their local communities and they buy groceries and they pay for other things that they need. So really, those support systems that have been in place and are somewhat being dismantled right now, not only help the vulnerable families, but they also help local communities and economies. And they're an important part of our recovery here in this state.
Aren't we likely to see more of the same, though, in 2012?
Well, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what the governor is planning, and I don't know what the legislature is planning in terms of other so-called reforms. We certainly hope that what will happen is that as the governor and as legislators see and really understand the impact of the policy decisions that have been made this year, that they'll actually look to reversing some of those or at least revisiting them. I think as they start to see in their own local communities how families and children and people are really suffering.
I'm talking to Karen Holcomb Merrill, the policy director at the Michigan League for Human Services. So, Karen, I want to ask you about the situation with the federal unemployment benefits, which it looks like they will not be extended before the end of the year, although there doesn't seem to be a lot of attention given to this particular issue. How concerned are you about what we'll see happening next year if those benefits are not there?
Well, we're really concerned about the possibility that those federal benefits are not going to be renewed and that somewhere in the area of 60,000 people here in Michigan will be affected by that. They will also be affected by a state decision to limit unemployment from 26 weeks to 20 weeks. Again, not only is that going to hurt those families, but it hurts local communities as well, because when folks have those unemployment benefits, they spend that money right away. So we're deeply concerned about that.
You know, some argue that when you make these kinds of changes, it essentially forces people to aggressively get out there and look for work. Hopefully it's in Michigan, maybe it's elsewhere, but it gets them in a position where they have to depend on themselves and they can't rely on the system anymore. Isn't that part of the reality of making someone have to get out there and get a job?
Those people are looking for jobs right now, but those jobs aren't there. We know that. And we also know that some of the jobs that are there won't support families. Just saying that if you take away somebody's benefits, they're going to work harder or look harder, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to find a job or that that job is there. And in the meantime, what happens to that family as they continue to try to look and find meaningful employment that will help support their family?
I mean, what is happening to these families? I mean, we've certainly seen many families affected already by these policies. What are they now doing?
Well, people are doing different things, certainly. Some people are moving in with other family members. Some people are ending up homeless. We've heard a lot of horror stories about what's happening to folks. And I think as more time goes on, it's going to be even harder for families. Some folks lost their assistance in the fall, and they've been able to cobble things together, and somehow they're getting by. But with each month that goes by, that perhaps they're not getting cash assistance, or they can no longer get their food assistance, or they've lost their unemployment benefits. As time goes on, we're going to see families faced with harder and harder decisions about how they're going to take care of themselves and their kids.
Ultimately, politicians respond to their voting public. What about the middle and working class folks here in the state who may be struggling but have not required assistance from state or federal programs? Do you think that they're sympathetic to those who have fallen through?
I do think that in our local communities that we do see many people are sympathetic to what's happened to families. It used to be that many folks could say they didn't know anyone that was unemployed or they didn't know anyone that had lost their home. But as you know, over the last several years, almost everybody can point to people they know that have really been affected by this recession, this deep recession. So I think there is a lot of empathy. There's a lot of sympathy for families that are struggling.
And what happens a year from now if the economy does, in fact, begin to improve and the changes that were made this year are declared successful, including the cuts to services? Could that lead to the philosophies behind these changes being thought of as the right ones for Michigan?
Well, I think that as the recovery continues, hopefully here in Michigan, and as there are more jobs, and certainly there will be fewer people that will be needing these kinds of services. And I don't think if things look a lot better a year from now, but it's going to be because, you know, some of these poor policy decisions were made that are really impacting on vulnerable families. I don't think there's a connection there at all. And in fact, some families are going to be, you know, struggling to get themselves in a situation where they can get jobs and they can take care of themselves and their families, and that makes it harder to get jobs down the road as well.
When social service programs are cut, do they ever really get refunded, and are programs ever reestablished?
Well, sometimes it is sort of cyclical how that happens, and sure. Those programs can be built back up again. Those, you know, there can be a greater understanding of the importance of those programs. And you know, obviously it depends on who's in office, who's in the governor's office, and what lawmakers want to do. But over time, certainly programs have been cut and some programs have been restored. Although here in Michigan over the last 10 years or so, certainly has been a trend away from shoring up the safety net.
And finally, this $1 million grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, do you expect that to help the league maybe have more of an influence on the decisions that the state lawmakers are going to be making?
Well, we do hope by bringing lots of different partners to the table to hopefully speak with one voice, that that will make the work that many folks are doing already more effective, and that by working together on a common agenda, that that will make it a more powerful way to get the message out.
Karen Holcomb-Merrill, the Policy Director for the Michigan League for Human Services. Karen, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And we will be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.